Good morning. Good morning. I am so glad you're here, or good afternoon, no matter where you are. I am really excited about today's show, guys. One of my heroes, one of my best friends in the world, and one of the top internet marketers in the world is my guest today. So I hope you guys are getting in your seats right now. But let me tell you a little bit about this guy right here. This is my good friend, Armand Morin, and you need to check him out. If you've never heard of him, go to armandmorin.com. Check him out. He's the best. But let me tell you a little bit of history between about me and Armand. Number one, I'm very indebted to Armand. Years ago, he had a seminar called the Big Seminar, and I met him at a mastermind meeting in Florida, and I was just blown away with the information that he shared. And I realized that after getting to know him that he was hosting this seminar called the Big Seminar. And I went up to him and I said, I have a presentation on audio and video. And he graciously said, yeah, sure, you can speak at my seminar. And it really launched a whole huge opportunity for me of being able to speak. And you can see there, he and I have been friends for many years. We've been on cruises. We've done things that our families actually, you know, spent time at his, with his family. I mean, this guy is just not only was he an amazing influence and mentor to me, you know, he helped me launch a whole new career in a second half of my life. And then there's another little story that, you know, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee because of my passion for the music business. And I blame Armand because of this thing right here, Michael Lee Austin. This is, I can't believe, has been over 14, 15 years ago when Armand said to me, he says, you know a little bit about the music industry. I said, yeah. He says, let's prove to the music industry that we can take a record or an artist to number one in Billboard magazine with nothing more than the internet. And I said, oh my gosh, I know all kinds of artists in Nashville. Maybe we, he said, no, I want to do it with me. And I said, really? I said, okay. So at the end of the day, he did a video. Now you got to remember, this is 15 years ago. This is before YouTube. This is before, you know, video was really that well known on the internet. And I remember the day we were in a hotel room and he shot on a green screen and did a video with himself as Michael Lee Austin and as himself as a marketer. And then as a result of that, you can see that that album, because of the internet marketing strategies that he knew 15 years ago, we had the number one country album in Billboard magazine in the world. You know, what we did here in Nashville 15 years ago is they didn't get it. We just made them mad, but we had a great time proving it, and it got me back in the music business. And now even 15 years later, we are doing seminars together, but we're, because of the pandemic, we're doing virtual seminars. And in fact, in 2 weeks, Armand's going to be a presenter at clickseminars.live, which I am the kind of the Ed McMahon and the host. So I've got a great relationship with this guy. I've learned so much. I have to attribute probably 99% of my success online is from learning from this guy. So enough about me. I want Armand to come on here and talk about what he's got going on. So I'm going to welcome to the virtual stage, my friend, my basically my family, my son, my brother. What's going on in your life these days? What's new? What is new for the internet? What would you know? Yeah. This is an opportunity for you to share with what's going on at armandmorin.com. In fact, I'm going to put the website up there, folks. Yeah. If you're watching this replay, I hope you're here live so you can. And I want people to ask questions. But what's sure. going on new in the internet world? Because when I met you. And 15 plus years ago,
yeah,
you guys were talking about banner ads.
right.
That you was know, new. What's new today?
Well, banner ads. You know, it's kind of funny how everything comes full circle. And I've been doing this long enough now that I've seen cycles kind of come and go. And just to kind of clarify something, again, many people know you probably said it, but I've been online since 1996 and every 5 or 6 years, everything kind of comes around in cycles, except this time it's a little bit different. And as we all know that the world has changed in the last 6-7 months. And so the things that we were doing, as Mike showed you some pictures of us speaking at different events all over the place. And it's been crazy. But now we've all gone more virtual, right? So there's a lot of things that are happening. Number one, with advertising. Number two, with doing presentations online. And number three, with your marketing itself and how you need to do it and do it well. So I think there's, you know, several different things we can talk about. Let's start off with kind of like the speaking idea. How's that?
Sure, I'd love it.
Because I spent, you know, a couple of 2 years ago, I spent literally a third of the year in England. You know, you and I have been to England bunches of times. And I spent a third of the year when I totaled it all up. I spent a third of the year in England doing seminars and events and all kinds of things, because I look at it as the primary three places that I really promote my business as the US, the UK, and Australia. And so England is just for me, being on the East Coast, I live in North Carolina. It's just a short flight. It's like 7 hours, 7-8 hours. I jump on a plane at 6:30. I wake up and it's 8 o'clock in the morning in England. So it works out great. But in saying that, you know, we had an event scheduled for the UK a couple months ago. And so what we did was we started looking at the idea of doing a virtual event, a virtual seminar, if you will. And, you know, I've been doing, you know, streaming seminars for a long time, but this one was a little bit different. And the reason is because I started looking into the idea of virtual platforms, and we've all seen a lot of people doing a lot of different kind of events. And so I started looking around at how I can kind of create an event experience in a, you know, an online type of scenario. I wanted people to be able to network. I want people to be able to connect with one another. I wanted people to do this. And it was actually kind of funny, because for a week, me and my whole team, we jumped on call after call after call with these just different companies that were doing these streaming events and virtual platforms. And they all wanted like $5,000 or $10,000 just to have this platform. And some of that was just for one event. So that was kind of crazy. So I decided, hey, why can't I build my own? And I actually built my own platform inside of WordPress. As you know, Mike, I'm kind of a WordPress geek.
Yeah.
When it comes to it.
I remember the day I was doing Microsoft Front Page back in the day, and you said, yeah, no, dude, do WordPress.
Yeah.
And I bet that's 15 years ago.
At least. I mean, I was doing the same thing. I was using Front Page. You know, it was kind of funny because I was downstairs just a couple of days ago, and I was talking to Marianna, my wife, and she and I looked on the shelf, and there was my first seminars binder there. And I remember having to go to Kinko's at the time and use their computer to use Microsoft Publisher. To have them printed out the way I wanted it to. And it was really just one color. It was kind of crazy. But yeah, I mean, back then it was Front Page. I mean, I did the same thing, and I eventually moved to WordPress. And at first I thought it was complicated. And now I'm doing all kinds of crazy stuff with WordPress that it's not really meant to do. Because what I've learned, and this is kind of a secret for everyone, is I've learned that WordPress is actually not a blogging platform. And this was the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around. And what I mean by that is that WordPress is actually like a membership site software. Now, forget plugins for a second, just for a moment, because this is what my big breakthrough was. Yeah, we can get plugins like, you know, Wishlist plugin and all kinds of these other plugins to create a membership site. But WordPress by itself allows people to sign up for it, and it allows you to basically not let anyone in unless they're a member. So you don't really need anything else if you're doing a free membership type site. So there's two things I want to explain. First of all, we just used WordPress in order to register people for this event. And once they got inside as a member of WordPress, then we put in like chat rooms, we put in forums, we put in all kinds of different things. And then we streamed the event during that time. And on our breaks, we sent people into the chat rooms. On our breaks, we sent people into the forums. And so it was really kind of an interesting scenario. But what was most important, though, was after the event. And after the event, I was immediately started working on my next event, which is going to be coming up in I think at the first weekend in November, actually October 31st, that weekend of Halloween. So that's where my next event is. And our event's called the Complete Seminar. That's what it's called, Complete Seminar. But here's the thing is that, on our next event, I learned one valuable piece, and this is the biggest breakthrough for everybody. So I want you to think about, installing basic WordPress. And I want you to think about making like your giveaway. Let's just say that you were doing an opt-in page and you were doing a giveaway, but the giveaway was only for people that were a member of that WordPress site. Okay. You with me so far, Mike?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mike? Okay.
I'm here.
I just want to make sure you're following me.
I'm following you. I'm trying to put up some links here for the good folks so they can find this stuff after the fact. And, you know, this live streaming, .live streaming strategy that I'm doing, I got questions about how you stream your virtual seminar.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. But here's the thing.
The replays and the people watching this afterwards, I like to, you know, I didn't know you had CompleteSeminar.com. That's news to me. That's a big
thing. We're getting ready to launch the next one in just next couple of days, actually.
Awesome.
We'll be able to start our next promotion. We give ourselves about a month to promote it. But here's the thing. So I want you to think about the strategy. So let's say you want to do a giveaway. Okay. I'm going to show you the most incredible thing that I found over the time I've been online. You want to do a giveaway. So you go to WordPress, you install a brand new version of WordPress, you make an opt-in page, however you want to make it, doesn't really matter what you use. But here's the thing, instead of having people connect it directly to your autoresponder, okay, what you do is the way that they get the giveaway that you're doing is by signing up into your WordPress site, okay, which is dedicated for this giveaway. But we're going to add one more thing. We're going to add a social login to WordPress. Now, what is a social login? It's where people can click a button and log in automatically with Google or log in automatically with Facebook. And honestly, there's a lot of plugins that you can get for free that will actually do this. So now imagine coming to an opt-in page and either A, they can fill in their name and email address and create an account in order to get their opt-in, or the other option is they can click one button and it automatically logs them in, such as Google or Facebook or LinkedIn, and doing it that way. Now, here's the key. The key is that no one wants to fill in their name, their email address. So what you do is that the majority of people will use their Gmail, their Facebook, or their LinkedIn in order to log in. And the benefit for you is that you're guaranteed to have a correct email address. So number one, more people will opt in. Number two is that you're guaranteed to get the opt-in. So the question now is, well, how do I connect it to my autoresponder? Well, what I do is I install a simple plugin from Zapier. So if you go to zapier.com, I think it's like a minimum of like $5 a month, I think it is, something like that. I can't remember, but just go there and check it out. And you can connect what's called a Zap that says, take the people from my WordPress account, from this WordPress site, and automatically add them to whatever autoresponder that you have. So now it's automatically connected. But again, like I said, the advantage is that whether they opt in with their email address and, you know, their name and email address, or they just click a button such as their Google account or their Facebook or their LinkedIn. And so again, you're guaranteed to actually get the correct email address. And so that was a huge breakthrough for me. So on my next event, of course, I have two options. I have one, fill in your name and email address, or number two, simply click one button. And then it will click that button for Google, Facebook, or LinkedIn, or whatever else I want. I could add Twitter, whatever else for it. But,
all right.
But does that make sense?
This guy's brain runs at a million miles an hour. My brain is slowing down the older I get, but let me recap here. And let me see if I've heard you correctly.
Sure.
Now with WordPress, you can implement social media registration. I know a lot of, software companies, a lot of SaaS's, software as a service, they always say, in fact, more and more things say, you know, put your name and your email address, like Canva as an example.
Yeah.
It used to be Canva, you had to put your name and email address, but now it says log in with Gmail, log in with Facebook.
Sure.
WordPress will do this. Is that what you're saying?
Yep, you can get, there's plenty of different plugins. If you just look for the free plugins that say social media login in your backend plugin list, when it says add new, just look for social media login and you'll find a number of different ones that do that.
And so when people have that quick one-click option,
yep,
then you're guaranteed, because they're going to have the correct contact information in their social media.
Correct.
Because God knows everybody's hooked to that stuff. So they're going to make sure that's right.
And that's going to be the one, the email address that they actually check.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one. So you're using the data that these social media sites, you're using the leverage of them having the right data.
Mm-hmm.
Then this Zapier.com will let you hook it up to other stuff, is what you're saying.
Correct. Zapier is nothing more than a connector. So it can connect into whatever it is that you want. And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different connections that you can make. And so for every major autoresponder that exists out there, it will say, okay, I want to go from WordPress to this autoresponder, whether it be ActiveCampaign, AWeber, GetResponse, you name it, it works. And so...
Well, folks, that one thing that this genius buddy, son, we got to tell the story I call you. You call me dad and I call you son. That's a funny story. And I'm probably old enough to be your dad. So that's another story. but folks, that's huge.
Yeah.
Using the power of WordPress to use social media logins to build. I would rather have 100 real people than 1,000 what I call looky loos or tire kickers.
Yeah. I mean, I want everyone to think about this for a second. I mean, I want you to think about your email that you, if you have a list right now and you've sent emails out to your list, I want you to think about how many opens you got last time. So
low.
Yeah, it's low, right? And depending on how good your list is, I mean, if you're like a god, you're at like 20-25%, right?
Yeah.
But many people are like at 5 or 10%. So that still means that like 90-95% of the people aren't even seeing their emails that go out. But now imagine if you had all the correct email addresses of the people that of the emails that they actually read. Now imagine what your open rate is and how much higher your conversion. So you could have a list that was before maybe 25,000 people, but now you've got a list of maybe 2,000 people, and that's going to be 10 times more effective than that other list that you had.
Well, that's gold. That's gold.
So in this process of doing these seminars, that was one of the major breakthroughs that I had. And like I said, I had it after, after my last event. So that was pretty intriguing. But, you know, one of the questions that you had was, what am I doing? How am I streaming the event?
Yeah. I'll tell you what, let's have a word from our sponsor.
Yeah.
And I want you to go back and I want you to share with me, because audio and video has been my wheelhouse forever. That's why I'm using a live streaming strategy here that's available to everybody. But I want to hear what you're doing with your virtual seminars. And, I know that you're always on top of these things. So we'll be right back here in 60 seconds. Here we go.
Dot Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose, archive.
Dot Life Secrets is here, and I am more excited about this training than any offer I have made in years. Content marketing is the way you build visitor traffic to your online business offer. Some say the only organic SEO left. When you make the commitment to create a regularly scheduled live show, repurpose that show as a YouTube video, podcast in Apple and Spotify, as a Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn post, and transcribe that audio into text for articles and memes, it is the fastest, easiest way to do content marketing and have audience engagement. My course has three offers: do it yourself, done for you, and a financed cert term jingle bundle. I believe in this so much, I made the commitment to go live, repurpose, and archive myself. So go to dotlivesecrets.com and you can start going live, repurpose, and archive yourself.
Dot Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose, archive. Dot Life Secrets.
Well, Michael Lee Austin, I hope you can't get that melody and that name of that website out of your brain.
Dot Live Secrets.
There you go. You're singing it, Michael. All right. You know, we're getting a lot of comments here, and we're going to take some questions. I mean, this is, you know, Armin, I'm going to have you back on some other shows. We could talk about 1,000 subjects. But yeah, sure. Okay, so now you're using social media to get people to register your virtual seminar. Virtual seminars are becoming the norm because people can't fly to hotels. They don't want to. They don't want to go anywhere. We're quarantined. So what are you doing? How are you? Obviously, you've got a video studio there.
Yeah.
With your professional background. Now that background is a big monitor, right?
Yeah, this is actually an 86-inch television in back of me.
Right. So and you're running a video background.
Yeah, I put a video loop going that I found a picture of Raleigh, North Carolina that I liked. And then I just put a little loop down at the bottom, kind of like a lot of the new shows, just with my name going across. And so that's kind of have that. I've got like two big lights, which I'll have to show you. It's kind of interesting because initially when I set this up, in order to avoid the glare off the background, I had like 9 different lights I had set up, like the box lights, the cowboy lights that we always buy. Well, I switched that out and I've been wanting to get these parabolic dome lights. Mm-hmm. And it's like those big bubble lights, you know, you've seen them, right? Mm-hmm. And so I bought 2 of those and got rid of 9 lights. It was amazing. The most amazing.
Really?
But I got this what's called like an egg crate. So it focuses the light in one direction as opposed to, so it doesn't get it on my screen and back.
You can't show them, can you? But
I can. I think if I like switch over to like, let me see if I take like a, if I switch my camera.
Okay. You know, I try to keep, okay, there you go. All right, look at that. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can see that grid up there?
Yeah, and what is that called?
That's like it's a parabolic dome light, and then that's just basically called an egg crate.
Where did you get? Did you get these on Amazon or from
You can get them on Amazon. I got them on Amazon. The light cost me, I think that is 36 or 38 inches from top to bottom. And it's about almost the same length thick on it.
Uh-huh.
So that's like the umbrella, if you will. And then the light inside. So the umbrella cost me, I think, about $60. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The light on the other end of this that shoots inside of it is a 60-watt light that cost about $135, I believe it is.
Right.
And because it weights, I had to get like a little bit better stand than what we would normally have because it literally bent my stand as when I put it up. So I had to get the chrome, it's like a chrome steel stand. And that's how we did it.
So there's your monitor with your background.
Yeah.
And then of course you've got that light. You got a shotgun mic somewhere.
I've got a shotgun mic set up in front of me.
Really? Okay. I kind of see the edge of it there on the screen right there in front of the light. Oh, I mean, the audio is excellent.
Shotgun mic, I've got this, it's a NTG. I can't remember the brand. It's an NTG3. That's the name of it. That's the model. So I think I forget which brand that is. I think it's a Rode. Yeah.
Rode. Okay. All right. So we got the technology and of course you're using a good DSLR, is it a DSLR camera or a webcam?
Yeah, I'm using what it's like your first level. Basically, it's your first level cinema camera on this one. And what this is, okay, so let me explain something. So when I started streaming years ago, we were using a DSLR camera, okay, your whatever camera that you want, you name it. But we were using a Canon DSLR camera. And the reason was the lens. Is I could get that really look that I wanted to. And the lens was an interchangeable lens was crucial for me to do this. Now, again, I don't know anything about cameras. Now, I do know a little bit more than I did. But then what I discovered was that there was this next level up. And this one, this is about 3 or 4 years old. So it's an EOS C100. That's the name of the camera. So I think when we bought it, it was about $2,000, maybe $3,000. Okay. But now this one, as opposed to a DSLR camera, a DSLR camera, you got to do a couple different things to it so it doesn't shut off every 30 minutes. And the reason why a DSLR camera has a shut off every 30 minutes is because it's taxed different if it's not classified as a video camera. So they put an automatic shutoff on it. And so you can get software to kind of bypass that. So I've used that. And then I have another camera that I use sometimes, and it's a Canon M50, which is a really tiny camera. But it has an interchangeable lens, and I can put whatever lenses that I use for this camera on it. And that's what I'm videotaping with. But in this one, this camera's coming in. I'm running it into, in this particular case, I have two different computer setups. So like today, I have my normal laptop over here. That's just to the left of me. But on the other side of the room, I actually have an iMac that's set up for streaming. And so normally if I'm doing like a training, I have Bill, who's my brother-in-law that runs everything for me from video typically. He's over there live switching between me, my camera. And one of your questions was, well, what do I use? Well,
right. Yeah. Okay. So you've got good cameras, good audio, good lighting.
Yeah.
Nice background. You've built a virtual stage. And of course, I got to put a little disclaimer in here. One of the things that I've been teaching Armin is, you know, the cheap way of doing it. So people will get started, because at the end of the day, you got to get used to looking at a camera and being, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's a $3,000 camera. I'm using $150 or $100 a Logitech webcam.
Yeah.
Just for the record, this is a $35 light panel.
So you're using like what, a C920? Is that what it is?
C920, absolutely. Yeah.
So let me just tell you that. I mean, I have on one of my other computers, I had like the Logitech Brio, which is like their 4K.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to tell you, the C920 is much better.
Well, you know, for people to at least get in the process of live streaming, which I believe we haven't even scratched the surface of what's possible. You know, this is low entry, you know, a USB microphone. These lights are $35. I mean, your you look like network news.
Yeah. You know, I had this vision about what I want, and this wasn't an overnight process. This has been like probably like a 7-year process to slowly find out the things that I wanted to get what I needed. Like, so right now, again, obviously I'm looking into the camera, but to the left of me, just out of camera range, is a monitor. So I could look at that. And then I have my computer over here. And on this side, I actually have another monitor that I can actually see things that are going on typically as well too. So I'm not constantly looking to my left over here. Like right now I'm looking at to my camera so I can actually see Mike. But at this point here, I don't even look this way. I know what Mike looks like. So I'm just talking into the camera like Mike, like the camera is Mike. And so that's, like you said, one of the hardest things. But now, honestly, a lot of software that's come out in the last 3 or 4 months have been designed to use your iPhone or whatever phone that you have to connect it into your computer as a webcam. And I think that is probably the biggest game changer for people that just want to get started, is using like your phone, putting it on a little tiny tripod at the end of your desk, and then using that as your streaming camera, because it's 10 times better. For example, when we switched over and we looked at the side view to see one of my lights, that was the built-in. I have a Mac computer, and that was the built-in camera on the Mac. And I'm going to tell you, it sucks. It's horrible. And I'm like, Mac can do so many different things that are great, but their camera on the computer is the worst ever.
Wow.
But the camera on their iPhone now.
Well, the newer ones, especially. I mean,
yeah. And so any of those iPhone cameras or whatever phone that you use, whatever those cameras are, those are 10 times better than anything that you'll actually have on your computer or even the webcams. So I would definitely try to look into that, about connecting you with a quick Google search, whether you're on a Mac or a PC, you'll find some software that will allow you to automatically do it. And many times it's actually free software. So you don't have to do anything.
Software for your computer to make your computer think your phone is a webcam. Is that correct?
Yeah.
You need an app on the phone, or is it just?
Yeah. Some of them will have an app on the phone. Like I've used one that connected in via, I believe it was either Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And that's one way it connected. And then another one, as long as your phone was plugged into your computer, it connected in and you didn't need an app. It just recognized your phone as an external monitor. So for example, like if I'm like, sometimes I'm doing a demo with an app for a phone, I'll plug in my phone into my computer and I can actually record with like not iMovie, but QuickTime to mm-hmm. demonstrate live in real time what's on my phone.
Yeah.
But now it will actually use it as a webcam. That's again, a big game changer, especially if you're traveling remotely or anything like that.
That's the thing, is keeping up with all this technology. All right, so here's my question. And I know we're going to take a few questions because we get questions coming in from folks. And I try to keep this to a half an hour show. And I know me and you, we could go all day and we're not going to do that.
We can go as long as you want. So,
well, I want to abuse your time, and I like to keep these shows. So will you come back and talk some more about other marketing stuff? Carmen is an expert at copywriting, at public speaking, seminar production, webinars. The subjects he could talk about, we could be here all day.
Yeah, the things that
question.
Yeah.
What are you streaming with? You got the signal coming to the computer.
Yeah.
How is it going out to your audience?
Yeah. So we're using, depending on what we're doing that day, will determine what we're using. So, for example, I do a monthly stream to my membership site, and typically I connect in with OBS and then connect OBS directly to YouTube, a private YouTube stream. So I'll do that. That's sometimes. And the reason I do that is because I can now they changed it with YouTube that you can put the chat box on the right hand side. If the stream was private, you previously, up until like a month or two ago, you couldn't put the chat box on your embedded page that you're having it. So that was a big game changer. So that was huge. But also what we've been using lately is for a Mac, there's this software that I'm using right now, and it's basically called, what is this thing I'm using? I need to think about it for a second. Ecamm Live. So Ecamm Live for a Mac is like amazing. I'm looking over here because I can add like layovers. I can adjust my screen. I can do green screen. I can do anything that I want. And it's so simple, but it's also one of the most professional ones out there. And you can use what's called a virtual cam from Ecamm. So for example, I'm using Ecamm right now, but I'm using a virtual camera from there to allow me to display it inside of mic system with StreamYard and things of that nature.
Right. So, yeah, and I saw Ecamm. I'll be honest with you. A couple of years ago, I worked with OBS, and for my students, there's a lot of things that can go wrong with OBS.
It can be a little complicated, but once you get by, if you like remove all of the things that you don't need, then that works out great. It works out good, and it gives you a little bit more control sometimes. Mm-hmm. But this Ecamm software, what I love about it is I can put layers on top of it that's built into it. So if I want to put my name down the bottom, if I want to put a countdown timer, if I want to put different scenarios. So we have like on the other computer, we have it split. So, you know, just like we're on one side of the page and I'm on the other, I can bring you in via actually with Skype. I would have you call into Skype and then bring you into it. And Ecamm actually right now is going into beta test to do exactly what we're doing right now. They're actually built their own back end so you could actually bring in a guest for interviews as well too. So I'm really, really happy with it. What I'm excited about software is that they're updating it constantly.
Yeah.
And that's to me for software, that's very, very important that they stay up to date on the latest. I don't always agree with what they're doing, but it gives me the flexibility that if I want to keep it simple, I can, or if I want to make it extremely complicated, and adding all kinds of visual elements and graphics and things of that nature to make me look maybe a little bit different, I can. And also I have to say that the green screen that it has on it is probably one of the best green screen systems that there. Let me just show you guys something, right? So, so I'm just going to lean over here, and I obviously don't do this part a lot, but we're going to take and we're going to, I just happen to have a green screen up on the other side, and we're going to exit out of this, and we're going to drag this kind of over into the screen here.
Now, folks, I got to do a disclaimer. Armin is advanced at everything he does. And one little disclaimer too, Ecamm Live. Oh, wow. That, look at that. That is really cool.
I mean, is that pretty amazing?
That's pretty amazing. Ecamm Live is Mac users only. That's why I'm a fan of StreamYard, because it's PC and Mac. You know, but if you're going to go nuts with this and you're a Mac user, Ecamm Live is an amazing, you know, I wanted OBS to work for beginners, and OBS I felt was too buggy and complicated 2 years ago. And StreamYard is the PC solution that is as close to Ecamm Live as I've ever seen. But I couldn't get behind something that was just Mac, because a lot, you know, there's a lot of people out there with PCs, and at least StreamYard, you can go to joinstreamyard.com and you can try it out for free. If you're a PC guy, Ecamm Live, you know, I wanted to try out Ecamm Live and it said, no, it's Mac only.
Yeah.
So those are little disclaimers there, but yeah, look at the professionalism. I mean, Armin, you're just, you go nuts with all this stuff.
But watch this, Mike. So first of all, I can take this and I can remove the blur in the background. So that's independent. So I can make that really blurry, or I can remove it altogether, or just put enough to make it look somewhat realistic. But again, I want everyone to see that. Notice that that's blue and I'm kind of sticking out, so it's not really believable. So what you can do is you can come down to the picture settings and I can adjust just my brightness and maybe bring me down a little bit, and then maybe take me and make me a little bit cooler to make me look like I fit in the scene. And then maybe take that down kind of like this, and then it's like I'm here, I'm live.
Is Ecamm Live doing this?
What was that?
Is this Ecamm Live doing what you're doing?
Ecamm Live. And then you can just bring in like other photos that you want, or things that, like, this was just one that I downloaded for free that was online. Like I was looking for different versions in the background to give me some different options. And so I look for, you know, just different photos. Right. I did one for my book. Right. And I put my book in the background and I moved over to this way. So I have my book in the background and I recorded that way.
It's television. This is why live streaming is, you know, live streaming to me is the future of building relationships and communication.
It is. I mean, it's just,
let me get this clarity so I get this documented. You are using YouTube as the streaming backbone to private events, because that's what I'm doing right now. I'm embedding YouTube on a WordPress website, and then, of course, are you doing unlisted, or are you doing private videos, or are you
I'm doing private. I'm doing private on this.
Okay. Power of YouTube Live to make sure that unlimited audience can view your content that you're broadcasting, correct?
Right.
Well, you know what, Kylie, we got some questions here. Carlin asks, what software put that green screen behind you? Was it just a green image that you put up on the screen?
Yeah, it's this fancy software I use called Google Chrome. I actually found a green picture, and I grabbed it in Google Chrome, and I just made that image go full screen. That's all it was.
So you were just projecting, instead of putting up a green screen, you were projecting a green graphic image behind you on your monitor, which allowed you to take Ecamm software and bring your backgrounds in. Brilliant.
Yeah. So it's very simplistic.
Yeah. Okay. And so we're getting a couple of other questions here, and we're going to have to wind this up, because the next thing you know, it's going to be an hour. Mr. Kavanaugh is here watching us. He's wishing us all well.
Good, David.
So Dave's here. God knows, I guess he's over in Thailand.
Yeah.
And you remember when you went to Barefoot Jerry? Good old Wayne Moss from Barefoot Jerry's watching the show. In fact, one of the things we're going to be in music, Armin, is we're going to be doing Live from Cinderella, and we're working on that. And
you know, You know, I tell people all the time about going to Wayne's house with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was amazing just to see, you know, the studio and everything. It was just, Den, one of the highlights.
Well,
and,
you know,
to know the man that played the beginning of Pretty Woman.
Listen, I'll tell you, Wayne's the best, and he just means the world to me. And since I've been here in Nashville, we've gotten to do a lot of really fun things, and we're working on it. There's just so much amazing music that people don't know that came out of Cinderella. And of course, when I talk to people in Nashville and I show them this right here.
Yep.
They go, "You did what?" And you're the knucklehead that made that happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, what's really interesting about that is we have a whole second album that I never released yet. And the second album's better than the first. So I was really, really excited about that.
Well, you want to go on a road and here's the other thing. It's crazy because of this pandemic. Every artist, I don't care whether you're up and coming.
Yeah.
The big star or you're a big star now. They're all home.
Hey, you know, I have to tell you something. You know, speaking about that, I'm working on this system. I'm almost done, almost finished with it, right? And what it is, I don't even have a name for it yet. But it's for like artists. You know, many people probably know who Luke Bryan is, and Luke Bryan, I mean, is a big country music star, one of the top people out there right now. And, you know, one of the things that he's done extremely well was that he put people into a membership site, millions of people into a membership site. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so I believe that right now is one of those things where people need to be able to monetize their content in different ways. So one of this platform that I've built, it's completely done. And we're just focusing on the name actually today. And what it is, it allows people to charge people for exclusive content. So it's like a Facebook, if you will, that's you can privatize and charge people like $4.99 or $9.99 or whatever you want a month. And basically you just post content via your phone, whatever you want to do. And it could be for anything, whether you're an author, a musician or whatever. But I believe that is like the direction that we're going, is that we got to think about how to monetize our content on a micro basis. Right. And so people may not want to pay $67 or $97 a month, maybe, or more or something like that. But on a micro basis, Mike, you had a membership site for years. I think it was like, what, $10 a month or something?
Well, the people are still paying.
Yeah.
People have been paying me $10 a month. I mean, that's what supported me for years. And I have, you know, because of you, you know, one of the things, the reason I'm here in Nashville, I'm trying to get the music community that I so love.
Yeah.
I mean, I've built, you can see guitars here. I don't know if you've seen, but this is my new music studio.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm doing more and more sessions and so many music people in Nashville, for some reason, have this wall of disconnect.
Yeah.
Of about that the digital world is not fair. Maybe that's a nice way of saying it. You know, they're not receptive to the digital world. Yeah. And you and I are living examples that if you embrace the digital world in a different mindset and a different approach, it's, you know, one of the things I recognize from the seminars we did were like concerts, and we were like the acts.
Yeah. Yeah.
We built relationships and sold the audience things that supported us. And musicians and artists are having a tough time. The only thing they knew was ticket sales, merchandise sales.
But that's where they don't understand is that, yeah, they could travel. I mean, I remember years ago, 20 years ago, I used to go to this local country bar here in Raleigh, right? Before I got married, actually, right after I got married, during the time I got married, in the beginning, right? And I went down there, and Blake Shelton was playing, and I saw Blake, and there was maybe 500, maybe 600 people in that room at that night,
right?
And you know, and so I would imagine at that time, every place he played was probably the same or maybe even less, right?
Right.
Well, now, I mean, if Blake Shelton went live online, he could have not just like a stadium, not like just 10,000 or 20,000 people. He could have 100,000 or more people on there watching him. I mean, probably one of the people in Nashville that does take technology and does well with it is Brad Paisley, as an example, right? You know, Brad Paisley understands technology. He understands, he likes playing with it. And, some of the streams that he's done has just been amazing, with him doing duets with people, even with a delay in some cases,
right,
has been absolutely incredible. And that's what I think people need to understand, especially from the music industry, or really any industry for that matter, is that the power now is that we can turn on a phone, we can turn on a computer, we can not just be in a few hundred people, we can be in 1,000. For example, yeah, I could speak any, when I was traveling, yeah, I could speak anywhere in the world for 200, 300, 400, 500 people. But the times that I spoke in front of 1,000 people plus were very few. And, but now online, I mean, I can do a promotion on Facebook, drive people to an opt-in page, do a webinar with 1,000 people on it in over the course of a week and never leave my home. And honestly, never only have to dress up from the waist up.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed traveling. I mean, it was very akin to being on a concert tour. I mean, we've had a lot of fun. Yeah. You and I have been and gotten to see a lot of things. In fact, I got to tell folks that never heard this story.
Yeah.
When in 2004, Armin and my wife Susan and his wife Mariana, we were at a hotel and they decided to go to a West End.
Yeah, we went to a Broadway show on the West End in London.
Right. We went to see The Producers, which was a great play.
Yeah.
And so we get in the little, you know, that London cab, you know, they're where everybody's facing each other and sitting down. And I get in there and the British cabbie looks at me and all of us and he says, son and daughter-in-law.
he said, is this a mom and dad, mom, dad and daughter and son-in-law?
Yeah.
And that was it.
Oh, no. And the first thing out of Armin's mouth was, dad. So he has been my son ever since. That was probably 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah. But, I mean, it was actually just kind of funny and it was just hilarious. So.
But at any rate, you know, we were talking about audio and video back then. And
well,
audio
remember, and video. I mean, yeah, remember, Mike, I mean, think about this. I mean, this was even prior to you and I meeting. My big seminar number two, I actually put three video testimonials that were this big up on the website.
Postage stamp.
Yeah, they were like a postage stamp. It took me 3 weeks to do that. Okay, 3 weeks to get the file small enough that it would play, that it would work. And it 3 weeks, 3 weeks. And I was working at night and day for 3 weeks to get that to work. And and for a testimonial for that matter. And now, you know, I can do it in 2 seconds. And, audio. I mean, when you and I first met, one of the you were doing audio buttons for Alex Mondozian, and that's how I first heard of you. And you know, the audio button thing was like, I'm like, oh man, you know, audio, but you can put an audio, you can put a button, you press the button and plays the audio.
Plays, it streams.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I recognized in 96 that the internet was radio and television. And I mean, it's always been radio and television to me. And
I think it's more so today.
Well, yeah, because, you know, my kids don't have cable TV. They watch streaming on their phones and on their devices. In fact, I bought a smart TV this weekend for the houseboat.
Yeah.
$108 and it's built in. Yeah. Everything's built in. Yeah. I mean, you don't even need an external Fire Stick or anything anymore.
No.
It's just crazy how the internet is radio and television. And of course, one of the things that I see here is every business owner has a way to live stream, you know.
Yes. Well, hey, let me give everyone a tip. This is a strategy I found by accident. So I was on Facebook. I was messing around with some of my previous videos and uploads and stuff like that. And as I was editing them or doing something with them, it said, "Would you like to add this video to a series?" And I'm like, "What? a series, why, yes, I would. So now this was a video thing that I did a year ago. It was a 90-day video challenge. And so I did a video like every day. Well, I can't say for 90 days. It was almost 90 days. But I had all these videos. And so I created this 90-day video challenge. And sure enough, it took all of them. It put them in this, not really a playlist, but it created its own page on the Facebook Watch. And yeah, so now people can actually watch that on the watch system on Facebook. And so it was very, very amazing. So I couldn't tell you exactly how I did it. All I know is went in to look at the videos that I had, and it might've been in Facebook's creator. That's what it is. Cause Facebook has a system called creator now.
You know what we need to do? We need to schedule another show and talk about Facebook video strategies. Cause we're coming up on the hour mark here, and I try to tell people this is a half an hour show.
Hey, let me just one more thing, right? I just want to share with you one thing. And next time I come back, I can talk about this is because literally 2 weeks ago, I had this idea for a video, and I created this, what I would call a viral video. Okay. I've always wanted to do or make my attempt at a viral video, a motivational video. And I strung together a bunch of royalty-free video scenes and did a voiceover on it and put some epic music to it. And I put it out there. And so again, a viral video is only as good as the number of people that see it. So I advertised it, of course. So I spent, I believe the numbers were about roughly $190, I believe it was, in videos and advertising. And I ended up having 168,000 views in 48 hours.
Wow.
So now, wait. But now, again, I paid for only a third of those views. So that means all the other views that I got were free. Those were viral views, right?
Oh, my gosh.
So then I want to teach my membership students, right, exactly what I did. So I told them everything that I did, and I explained it, you know, and I thought, and these are my thoughts, what we should do. And during the class that I was teaching, I created another viral video. And all I did was, you know, created this video, said things that we could do to change the world. And here's like 10 or 12 different things that I thought if you did this, you could, you know, kind of make a change. And this time I didn't even do a voiceover. I just put some nice music to it, and I just put each little words up on top of the screen. And it was a very short video, like 2 minutes long. And I promoted that one. And I did the exact same strategy. Spent a little bit more this time because I retargeted all the people that watched the other video now. And so I, again, did my normal promotion, retargeted people. So I spent a little bit more money, around almost $300, I believe it was. But this time, I believe my numbers at this particular point are like 380,000 video views, I believe it is.
Oh my God, $300. Look at that.
But it was, and that was, by the way, in 48 hours.
Well, so, you know, the reason that, you know, I started doing this little live show, and I'm supposed to be semi-retired here. So that's why I was talking to, I had Tom Antion as a guest, and he is doing 12 shows a month commitment, regular 12 hour shows a month. And I only committed to 2 shows a month because I don't want to say lazy. I'm just saying that, you know, I've got so many things I want to do that I got interest in that I just don't want to, make a commitment. I think one of the biggest problems people think is they'd never make a commitment and stick to it.
Yeah. I mean, so here's my stats. Check this out.
Okay. All right. Sure. Can you share your screen?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I can. Here, let's, how do we do this? Okay. So let's, share screen. There we go. Share screen. So, so here's the video right here. You can see it's 340,900 views.
We don't,
and 5.3 thousand likes on this one.
Now we're not seeing your screen. If you're trying to send us, oh, there you go. Here I can do it.
Can you?
Now we can.
Okay. So here's the video right here. 340,900 views. You can see it's literally a week ago. 5,300 likes. And this is what I was talking about, this creator studio.
Uh-huh.
Left. We can actually go in and if we look at our insights, we can see, you know, how much video. So let's just say on the month of this month, now 187,100 viewed minutes. Now, I want to just show everyone what that actually means, because it's actually kind of funny if you truly think about this. So if we look at the number of minutes, that's 187.1 minutes. So let's go 1871. Geez, I can't type. 187,100, right?
All right.
So that's minutes. So we know that we have to divide that by 60 to get hours. Okay, so that's 3,118 hours. And then we divide that by 24 to give us the number of days. So we did almost 130 days worth of watch time in just this month alone.
Well, you know what? You need to come back and let's really go in depth with this, because I think this is revolutionary.
Yeah, because here's the short version of this, Mike, is that what I figured out was that this is you have to advertise. You have to advertise in order to get people to watch. So if I'm creating a video on YouTube, yeah, I can SEO the heck out of that video, but no one's going to see it, right? And if no one's looking for those keywords that I chose, no one's still going to see it. So, and that's great. But if you have a following, yeah, that's going to spread that way and they'll like it and other people will like it. But what I learned is that what if you don't have any of that? What if you don't have people following you? What if you don't have this? How can you make your video go viral? And how can you get 300,000, you know, plus views? You know, my website this month alone has had 1.4 million people view something on my website. On my Facebook page. And those were videos, by the way. They weren't my content or anything like that. Now, I did get some followers, but it wasn't a huge amount. But that the whole idea was that I create a viral video. In order to push it viral, I advertise it. And then by advertising it, other people will see it, other people will like it, and then they'll do it. So whatever the number that I came up with is that whatever money I spend in advertising, I'm going to get it'd be two-thirds more views. So for example, if I had a million views, my paid advertising would have accounted for like 300,000 of that. The 700,000 of that would be for would have been my free viral views. And it's worked out that on both campaigns that I've done so far. And again, literally, this is brand new. When I say brand new, I'm talking about I just did this last week. And so this is like hot off the press type of stuff that's just really, really exciting. Because now, you know, you might I did this on purpose to do like a very generic topic, like save the world and feel good about yourself. But now take that on a smaller scale. And maybe it's about your topic. Maybe you're a coach, or maybe you're an author, or maybe you're an expert on whatever topic that it may be. That is where it all kind of comes together, where we don't have maybe millions of views, but we can go viral in our own market, our own niche. And that's where I believe the power is.
Well, you know, when we first met, we talked about the power of audio and video online, and it's only getting better and better. And the power of music online is why I'm in Nashville.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing these shows is I just want to make good content. I mean, I'm doing the television concept, Arnon.
You know,
creating content that people are going to get value out of. And it's brought to you by me. I'm the sponsor. And it's work. This is working. So
this is the whole reason. I mean, this is the whole reason I've got this setup. was because I believe the exact same thing, is that I believe that it is a television type concept that, and my bigger plan is to have X number of shows, right? Maybe one topic is going to be on marketing. Maybe one topic is going to be on speaking. Maybe another one's going to be on webinars, but have a certain number of shows where I only talk about that topic. And, and then, you know, we change the background accordingly to whatever show that we want to do, but it's the same type of idea. And I think that this concept with what you're doing and treating it like a television show. But now imagine this for a moment though. Imagine if you spent for, you know, let's say every show that you did, you paid nothing, let's not talk about major money. Let's just say $5 for the next 3 days after every show. Okay. $5 for video views over the next 3 days for every show. Doesn't sound like a lot, and it's not. But if you just did that alone, you would see the number of people that your show gets exposed to raise dramatically, because you will slowly find the people that are attracted to the show, and then they'll naturally share that show for you. So just something small like that is something that anyone can do, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money. You know, what it really opened my eyes was that I know this marketer, and the way that they've been promoting their webinars and everything is through $5 ads. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And it was just amazing. They just ran $5 ads every time they were doing webinars, and it just kind of kept building and building and building. So so you can do a lot with $5, but every show that you do, you have a specific advertising plan to expose it, because the one thing that most people do is that they put out a show and then they're expecting the people that are following them to kind of extend it for them, or for SEO rankings to kind of take over, or for honestly something magical to happen.
Well, the magic is in the advertising. Is I want you to come back and let's spend a whole show on Facebook video marketing strategies.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I got some crazy strategies.
You're telling me this is something new. This is something I know that you're going to, you probably know it inside out right now, but you're going to probably know a whole lot more in the next month or so.
Definitely.
Please come back and be a guest on my show regularly, because I'll tell you something. This is the biggest turnout I've had for live. So you were an attraction. Thank you, my son. But more importantly, there's going to be a lot of people that, you know, I call it the binge watching phenomenon. People know they can watch it later. And so, folks, if you don't know Armin Morin, go to arminmorin.com. You should become a part of his community. You should subscribe to everything he offers. You should attend his things. You should join his membership sites. All you got to remember is arminmorin.com. And Armin, we could keep on going, but we're going to have to call it. It's time to call it quits, because I think let's let people absorb this, and promise you'll come back.
I will definitely come back anytime you want me to.
All right, buddy. Well, you mean the world. Folks don't know how much you mean to me, but I'm telling you right now, you're just very special and dear to me. And your mom, who's in the other room, probably selling some junk on eBay. But we're gonna call it a quits here. And folks, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast. Remember that if you want to get in touch with me, it's mikestewart.live, has everything you need to know. In fact, there's my cell phone number. Here's my cell phone. You can dial it right now and I'll answer it. And I want to work with folks that want to learn how to use the internet with audio and video. Thanks again, Armin. Have a great day, and we'll see you here on mikestewart.live.
Bye.
Okay.